Welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast dedicated to bringing you the best advice about your online teaching business. I'm Lindsay Williams, an online language teacher from the UK, and I'm your host. Now, each episode, before we begin, I like to recommend something to you. And this episode, my recommendation for you is pretty special. It's my brand new free training, How to Start Teaching Languages Online. This training is free and available on demand, whenever, wherever you want it, just like your favorite bingeable box set. And even if you've already started teaching online, what you learn in this free training is a crucial step to help give you some clarity that will make everything you do going forward even better. So, what are you waiting for? Get close to the internet right now, visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teachertraining and get your free access now. And, well, there might just be a special offer waiting for you when you do. That's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teachertraining. Now, let's get into today's show. We are well into 2020 now. We're well into the new year, so I feel like this is a good time for a Hidden Stuff episode to dive into the world of planning content. New year, new plan. Sounds like a hashtag, but we'll go with it. So in terms of planning content, first of all, I want you to establish how often you can regularly, yeah, that's right. That's a funny word. Create new content, right? Is it weekly? Is it every 2 weeks? Is it monthly? You know, and figure that out first of all, so that you have this solid framework in mind of when you want stuff. Then you know how much content you want to be creating. Then start by filling in any key holiday dates, any launches that you know you want to be doing, any new products that you have, or any kind of, you know, you want to do a little promotion for your services in September because it's back to school, that kind of thing. Start by filling in those key dates and then thinking about content that fits for that. So maybe at Christmas time, you have an idea for a blog post that is how to say Merry Christmas in 50 different languages or something Christmas related, right? So you can write that one in. Okay. And then when you've got those added into the slots already, then the next step is to check your current analytics. So if you're already using Google Analytics for your website, perfect. If not, try to see if you can sign up now. If not, then check your actual stats within your website because they'll be like second best. It's fine. And what's popular? What do you already have? If you've already created some content, what is the most popular stuff out there that you've made? Now, on that note, what can you then create in that kind of similar sort of genre of content? So for example, two of my most popular blog posts of like all time are two posts that I wrote years ago now. One is for French, one is for Spanish, and they're both the same thing. They're both like 10 or 12 YouTubers to help you learn French, to help you learn Spanish, right? So recently, in the sort of summer of 2019, I made a Korean post that was very similar to this. It was like 12 essential Korean YouTube channels to help you learn Korean, because this post, this type of content is popular with my audience, and Korean is a really popular language with my audience. So I filled in the blank based on what I know is already popular. The next thing to consider is, do you have any series to add? So for example, every month, and you could even join in with this. So if you are really stuck here and you're like, oh, what do I do? And you're learning your own languages. Easy one is to join in with Clear the List. So this is something I host with Shannon Kennedy from Neurolinguist. And this is great. It's every month. At the end of the month, we check in, we review our language learning for that past month, and we set some new goals for the coming month. It's helped me so much in terms of my own language learning, and I'm always banging on about it because it's really good, it's really helpful, and it's a great thing as well because I then know at the end of every month that's going to be my Clear the List blog post, right? And sometimes a video as well. So it just helps me to plan out content because it's a constant fixture. Another thing is, you may have ideas for a more kind of looser series. So for example, with me, I have The Ultimate Guide. So it's like The Ultimate Guide to Using Netflix for Language Learning, The Ultimate Guide to Using Spotify for Language Learning, and I have one for Genius as well. And these are really fun to put together, really fun to create. There's kind of this connection between them all that's like The Ultimate Guide to Use .. for Language Learning. So there's like this common thread. And also, there's this common thread in terms of what I'm using. It's kind of these more sort of pop culture-y tools that you might not actively consider as a first impression of like, yep, I'm going to use that for language learning. That's something. And it doesn't happen like clear the list every single month, but they happen maybe every 2 or 3 months, I would say, because they take a little bit longer to put together, a bit more research involved. So then when you've added your series and you've got these in place as well, things should hopefully be filling up nicely at this point. Think about any missing pieces. So anything that you don't have, anything that students are always asking you about, but you haven't yet made a blog post, a podcast, a video about explaining, right? So maybe you have a video about present tense and you have a video about the past tense, but you have nothing about the future tense. Okay, so the obvious thing to do there is make a video about the future tense, right? So you can kind of use what you have as this sort of half finished jigsaw puzzle and see if there are any missing pieces that you've maybe just not got around to yet, and add those in as well to your content. And then finally, when you've got this and you've got all these things in place, I want you to think about what content you enjoy creating as well. And maybe that means that you go back to what you've just drafted out and you actually cross out some suggestions because you feel like, oh, that's going to be a lot of work. And for what it's worth, I don't think that's going to work out. Scrap it. I've got so many like blog posts, especially where sometimes I've even written like a whole thing and then just gone like, you know what? It's not going to work. It's too much. It's too complicated, or it's too difficult to like explain why this is important and relevant. And sometimes they just don't work, basically, and they just get scrapped. If you can scrap them now at this stage, before you've written anything, you'll be saving yourself a lot of time. So go for it. Think about what you actually enjoy creating and add in those pieces as well. And maybe delete a few of the ones that you've already added. And then hopefully at that point, you'll have a good selection of content ideas that you can start creating for the new year. You've been enjoying Teach Languages Online, the podcast for online language teachers and budding ones too, brought to you by me, Lindsay Williams of Lindsay Does Languages. If you want more from me this episode, may I recommend my brand new free training, How to Start Teaching Languages Online. This training is free, it's available on demand, and even if you already started teaching online, what you learn in this free training is a crucial step to help give you some clarity that will make everything you do going forward even better. So grab the internet right now. Visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teacher-training to get your free access. And remember, I'm here to help you and answer your questions. So get in touch. Now it's even easier because you can leave me a voice message to share your questions. Simply scroll to the bottom of the show notes for this episode and click the link next to send in a voice message. And you never know, it might just be your question I answer next time. You can find everything you need from this show over at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teach-languages-online. Have a great week and share this episode with a friend you know will love it too. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye.